Come out of the world, oh my people.
Welcome to Torah Life Ministries, teaching about the instructions of our Creator and putting His Word into action. From suffering well to living a blessed life, looking forward to the hope and future that awaits true believers of the faith. Welcome to the show with your host, Paul Nisan.
Hello, everybody. This is Paul with Torah Life Ministries, and we are continuing to read our daily devotional called the Suffer Well Devotional Series. And we're going to read it, and then we're going to discuss it. But I do these to help inspire us to grow stronger as we suffer well for Yeshua. And we look at the word suffer, and somebody that doesn't have a good knowledge of the scriptures thinks the Bible is all about love and exclusively love. And how could suffering be part of love? But when we look at the ideas behind our Creator and how He wants us to grow and how He puts us through certain trials in our lives to help us grow, and we think about Job, we see the suffering and suffering well. There's a two differences between that. So suffer, and another word for suffer would be persecution. And another word would be affliction. And we think, why would our Creator do these things to us and allow these things to happen to us? Well, let's read the devotional today and do a little teaching about this to help hope inspire us and help us see more why these things happen. And also, people that don't understand, if you are listening, you'd get a better idea to understand why these things happening and also how our Creator works and His patterns. So we read, this is the second 233rd reading in the Suffer Well devotional series. We start off with a scripture of John 14:12. And John 14:12 says, most assuredly, I say to you, he who believes in me, the works that I do, he will do also. The greater works than these, he will do, because I go to my Father. So keep that in mind as we read here. And it says, oh, if they only knew, Abba, as they scorn and laugh at my calamity, their teeth set on edge. If they could only perceive the power being unleashed as they whisper in the dark corners. They say of the tested ones, they are losing their faith in God. Your secret is safe with me, Father. For had they known, they would not have impaled the Master of Glory. 1 Corinthians 2:8. They could not have predicted that my faith would only get stronger. They don't understand that faith is a gift. If they could fathom a Creator who has dealt each of one a measure of faith, Romans 12:3, they would not mock as they do. To those who I scoff, I say, will it be well when he searches you out, or can you mock him as one mocks a man? Job 13:9. They try so hard to destroy my testimony. They are single-minded and determined. Yet I rejoice, Abba, that my faith is in you, is your faith, your strength, and it serves your purpose. Though you slay me, yet I will trust in you, Job 13:15. And thus my faith can never be lost. It can be never lessened. And even if I was a little as a mustard seed, it would be move mountains and transform kingdoms, Matthew 17:20. For your people, Father, illuminate how faith strengthens. Insults, accusations, and vengeful lies are your tools. Oh, that they might understand these are the test you speak of, your trials meant to draw one closer to you and increase their faith. My brethren, count it all a joy when you fall into various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience. But let patience have its perfect work, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking nothing. James 1:2-4. Pain draws you close, your chosen people. Your words increase in faith, as it is written. So then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of the Mighty One. Romans 10:17. Your patterns, testing, increased faith. Test again, increased faith. A pattern that is in itself condemns the Gentile while strengthening the chosen. If your enemies knew that their hatred has transformed more men into sons of the Most High, they would not have impaled the Master of Glory. The wickedness has purpose. It is a supernaturally positioned. It is perfect for your plan. You have made it so, mighty Father. The very things that must be overcome are that which are increased faith and build the kingdom within. Towards all those who attempt to offend, it is said, love and forgive. The pattern is clear, so take heed to yourselves. If your brother sins against you, rebuke him. And if he repents, forgive him. And if he sins against you seven times in a day, and seven times in a day returns to you saying, I repent, shall you forgive? And the apostles say to the master, increase our faith. Luke 17, verses 3 to 5. We have the perfect example. Father, forgive them. They don't know what they are doing. Luke 23, verse 34. We sing of him every week. We sing to your beloved son. How perfect is your plan. How mysterious and lovely. If they ever found out, the accusers would be hated. Would the hatred stop? If they knew you fashioned their hate into a tool that would produce perfected saints, would they change? Oh, that we would be transformed by the patterns of your faith, Abba. What would the entire body of the Messiah look like? Who are heated to the beautiful plans of yours? What could we then do upon the earth? Perhaps greater works. And we look at scripture as the word of our creator, and look at what he says. And we have to understand the persecution and the role that it has in our lives. And we have to understand why our creator allows persecution and what the word says about persecution. We look at the one who was persecuted first, and Yeshua gave up his life, and we are told to be imitators of him. We have to understand this idea. First, I want to read some scripture. I want to go back to John 14. John verse 14, it says, don't let your heart be troubled. Trust in Yahweh. Don't let your heart be troubled. Trust in him. So anybody that's watching right now or listening right now, if you're going through turmoil because of the persecution that's coming for knowing Yeshua and proclaiming Yeshua, this is what Yeshua, our own Messiah, is saying. He is speaking here. And it's one thing to say that the words of Scripture are from our Creator and inspired men have written them, but this is a direct quote from our Scripture. Don't let your hearts be troubled. Trust in Yahweh. Trust in Yahweh. Then he goes on saying, also trust in me. There is more than enough room in my Father's home. If this were not so, would I have told you that I am going to prepare a place for you? When everything is ready, I will come to get you, so that you will always be with me where I am, and you know the way to where I am going. So Yeshua is telling his followers don't let their hearts trouble them. He's made a way for us. You know, he's like a house guest waiting for his guest, and we are the guest. You know, but when we look at what Thomas said in verse 5 of John 14, it said, no, we don't know Yahweh. Or he referred to Yeshua as Lord. No, we don't know, Thomas said. We have no idea where you are going, so how can we know? And Yeshua said, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no one can come to the Father except through me. That is the way. So when we see Yeshua said in verses 14, 4, and you know the way where I am going. Some of them didn't know. Show us the way. And he says, I am the way. I am the way. Yeshua is the way to the truth and to the life. That place that's being created for us, prepared for us, where there is room for us. We look at the way to get there. The route, the map to get to the treasure, and it's through Yeshua. You understand there's a narrow road and there's a wide road, and so many people are stumbling in the darkness of the wide road, but that narrow road has a light, and that light is the Torah, which is found in the commandments. and that light leads to the gate, and that gate is Yeshua. There's only one road that gets there, and that's the narrow road. That's the narrow road we must get on. He says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. If you could sum up one verse in all of Scripture and what the meaning of everything is and why it is, the gateway to eternity, there's only one way to get in. There's only one way to get in. And it's summed up right here in 14, verse 6 of John. It says, I am the way. There's no other way. He doesn't say, I am a way. I am the way. You have to get that. And the whole book and the whole Bible and everything else shows us the way and what it is. But this verse is telling us who it is and how to get there. People say to me, why do you believe in Yeshua? And you could share your testimony, and you could share the persecution you went through, and you could share your healing story and everything else. But I know where I want to end up. And there's only one way to get there. That's what we have to understand. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one, not even one, can come to the Father except through me. Not even one can come but except through me. He is the only way. And I've come from the New Age realm, which say there are many ways to get to heaven. There's many ways to get to the eternal life. There's many ways, and they believe in many ways. And I say this all the time. You either trust in the scriptures or you don't. There's no neutrality without Creator. There's only one way. And that truth is that it's Yeshua, which means the salvation of Yahweh. There's only one way to get there. You either believe that or you don't. There's no middle ground. There's no middle ground. You either believe that or you don't. There's only one way to get there. And you could spend your lifetime here trying to understand the things he's explaining to you of how to live your life. But it comes down to one message, letting people know this message right now. He is the way. He is the way. And it's our responsibility to let every single person know there's only one way and who it is and how to get there. What they do with that information is up to them, but it's our responsibility as people that this has been revealed to, that we must reveal to others. Remember the story about the man that lost that owed his debt, and he was forgiven, and then he went out and he went to go ask somebody else for the debt that was owed to him. He didn't forgive that person. That's like getting this great gift of finding out that Yeshua is the way and keeping your mouth shut and not going to tell others. You've been given a responsibility with this information, know that he is the way, to let everyone know. Just like Noah, he let everyone know that the end was coming. The flood was coming. He let everyone know. He showed them this big boat he was building. He said, the end is coming. He preached it. He told them. And no one wanted to listen to him. No one wanted to listen to him. I'm telling everyone right now, the end is coming, and there's only one way. And it's not found in masks. It's not found in pharmakia. It's not found in the government and the presidents. It's not found in man. It's found in Yeshua and Yeshua only. That's it. And when John said, I prepare the way is here now amongst us. Only one way. He goes on and says in verse 7, if you had really known me, you would know who my Father is. The Father accepted me. If you have really known me, you would know who the Father is. From now on, you do know him and have seen him. So now he's revealing who he really is. Now he's revealing his true identity. Yeshua is Yahweh. Hallelujah. We got to get that and understand that. He is the way. He's not leading to the way. He is the way. And that is the way to the Father. It's Yeshua. It's the way that Yahweh created, a path to himself. We have to get this and believe this and understand this. And then Philip, who was with him, said in verse 8, Yahweh, show us the Father and we will be satisfied. Show us the Father and we will be satisfied. So it's like they still wanted to see. I remember Jacob, when Jacob was out there, he said, if you do this, Yahweh, I will believe in you. You will be my God. If you do this, you will be my God. You don't negotiate with our Creator. That's not the way it works. He's already shown us the way. But some of us are so blind. So blind. And we look at Philip said, after Yeshua already said, I am the way, the only way through the Father. And what is Philip's reply? And this is the common reply of man today. Show us, Father, and we will be, show us the Father and we will be satisfied. That we have to see it to be satisfied. It doesn't say faith comes not by what we see, but what we believe. But they wanted to see it physically. Show us. Show us. Show us this if you want us to believe. Because that's like saying, well, if you don't show us, we don't believe. We have to see it to believe. That's not the way it works. We have to trust. We have to trust. But we've already seen it. Yeshua isn't some made-up character. It's a true historical story. He was here, and everything that happened to him happened. And he rose again. It's historical. People say, well, how do you believe it was true if you didn't see it with your own eyes? And I say, was Abraham Lincoln real? And they say, of course he was. I said, how do you believe it if you didn't see it with your own eyes? They say, it's history. Well, the Bible is history, his story. You believe in all these presidents, George Washington, Abraham Lincoln. You believe in all these movie stars that you haven't seen from the past and all these, you know, Babe Ruth and all these other people you haven't seen. Why are they true if you've never seen it? I don't see pictures and videos of George Washington, but you believe he was the president. Why? Because we have historical records. We have something called history. We know the truth. We've already seen it. We've already experienced it. Why don't we believe? Philip, one who even walked with him, if you show us the Father, we will believe. Yeshua replied, I have been with you all this time. Because he is Yeshua. All this time, Philip, and yet you still don't know who I am. This is what the problem is today. This one way is available to every single one of us. But so many people still ignore it. So many, it's like this doorway that's there with a big sign, and it says, knock and you shall receive. Open and come on in, and I'm making this way for you. And it's like somebody's telling you to look for the doorway, to look for the doorway. And you keep walking right past it, right past it. It's like you're looking at it and it's not there, but it's right there in front of you. And that's what people are doing today with Yeshua. He says, I'm the way. Just open the door, knock and you shall receive and trust. But he questioned Philip. You don't trust me and I've been with you all this time. Anyone who has seen me has seen the Father. So why are you asking me to show him to you? Don't you believe that I am the Father and the Father is in me? Do we understand who's speaking here? The holy words that are being spoken here. The words I speak are not of my own, but by my Father who lives in me and does his work through me. And we got to understand, so many people don't get the concept of Yeshua and Yahweh being one. They don't understand it. But then they want to kind of rationalize that the Holy Spirit is in them and Yeshua works through them and they are one with Yeshua. And how could you see that but not understand Yeshua is Yahweh because he's one and the same, just like we are one and the same with Yeshua? The gift that he's given us. You can't be able to rationalize it on one end but then not rationalize it on the other. We have to get this. He's already been here, and it's through Yeshua, who is Yahweh. We have to get this. It says in 11, verse 11 of John 14, just believe that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me, or at least believe of the work you have seen me do. So he's saying, even if you don't believe that I am one with the Father, at least believe in the work you have seen. The evidence should speak for itself. Who's bringing people back from the dead? You say, is it Yeshua or is it the Father? He is the Father. We have to get that. And all this work is done through him. And he is the way, the truth, and the life. He is everything. And we can't leave him out of the scenario. And this is what's missing. And this is why people that know this will die for him. And do die for him. And this is why the persecution strengthens us, doesn't weaken us. This is why the oppression we get fills us with joy because we know we're doing his work, and this is what his work says will happen and be the result. Just like he suffered, we will suffer. And when we be willing to die to ourselves, we can rise with him and we can become one with him. If you truly believe we can become one with him, then you have to believe he is one with the Father. It's all the same. It's all the same. He's the only way. Then we go and we continue to look at verse 12. I tell you the truth, anyone who believes in me will do the same works that I did. So he says, even if you don't believe I am one with the Father, at least believe in the evidence, in the works that were done. At least believe in that. And anyone that believes in me will be able to do those same works. Those same works. Remember they said in the scripture, they said, you know, we tried to do all these different things. He said, get away from me, I don't know you. Because the one thing they didn't have was belief. They didn't have the belief. You know, it goes on to say, I have done, in these works I have done, even greater works, because I am going to be with the Father. So not only if we have this belief in him, he says we will be able to do greater works than he even did. This is from him. Greater works than he has done. Greater works. Verse 13. You can ask for anything in my name and I will do it so that the Son can bring glory to the Father. Now don't get this verse here out of context here. Don't mess this one up. When it says you can ask anything of me in my name and I will do it. So first of all, who is you? Who is he talking to? He's talking to those who believe he is one with the Father. He's not talking to those who don't believe that, who doubt that. He's talking to those who believe that. And when he talks about the work or asking for anything, he's talking about the greater works, going way beyond the works that he's even done and bringing people to know this way, the truth. That is the works he's talking about. You think people are going to see the way to me? Well, they're going to see even greater works through you and coming to me and knowing that I am the way. And then he goes on to say, and I will do it so I can bring glory to the Father. Anything we ask will be done as long as we have faith and trust in him to bring glory to the Father. And then he goes on to say here in verse 14, yes, ask me for anything in my name and I will do it. We must not get this mixed up or confused about what he's talking about and who he's talking about and who he is. The way, the truth, and the life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And he's come. He's come to prepare us. He's come to prepare us for his return. He's come to prepare us about these greater works. He's come to show us, but we first have to believe that he is the way. We have to believe it. We have to understand it. We have to get it. And then we can prepare. We can be on watch for that door to open. So we found the doorway and we're just waiting for the door to open. And we're standing in front of the door to open so we can go in to this eternal walk. We're waiting at the door. But as we're waiting there, something happens. Something comes up. Oh, I got to step away for a second and go take care of this situation. Oh, I got to take care of this situation. And every time you come back to that door, you don't come back alone. You come back with another person. Now there's two people waiting there. And then there's three people waiting there. Well, here we're waiting. You know what? He's coming soon. Oh, there's a situation going on. Somebody needs to know about him. We're going to go tell them about him. Now you come back to the door with more people and more people. That's called proclaiming the gospel and letting people know. I have found the way. I have found the doorway. I have found the path. Come with me. And you let everyone know. I have found the way to eternal life. Come with me. I will show you. And you're standing at the door with them and you're saying, wait till this door's open. Watch what happens. Watch. Just wait here. Well, we just got a phone call. Somebody's lost. Let's go find him and bring him here. So you leave. You go find him. You bring him there. And you stay there and you wait. And you're waiting for that door to open. Just like when you're about to feed a cat and he's sitting there just looking at you, waiting for that food to go to that plate. With all that enthusiasm. And we sit there and we wait. Watch what's going to happen. It's going to open. It's going to open. Is the door open? No. Somebody else needs it. Let's go tell him and let's bring him to the door. We wait. It says in Matthew 24, 42 to 44. So you who too must keep watch, for you don't know what day Yahweh is coming. Understand this. If a homeowner knew exactly when a burglar was coming, he would keep watch and not permit his house to be broken into. You also must be ready at all times. For the Son of Man will come back when least expected. All times we must keep a diligent watch on what's going on. Diligently. Be prepared. Be prepared. Be alert at all times, Luke 21:36. Be alert at all times. Pray that so you have the power to escape everything that is about to happen and to stand in front of the Son of Man. That's what's going on today. You're trying to bring people to the doorway. You're trying to throw people away. But there are other people trying to keep you from it. Trying to keep you from it. You have no issue with them. As they stand in front of you and try to block your way, in Yeshua's name, get out of my way. I'm bringing people here to show them the door, to show them the way, the truth, and the life. And if somebody tries to get in front of you, in the name of Yeshua, get out of my way. And nothing could stand up to that. Nothing could stand up to that belief and that faith. You try it. Some of you are watching and doubt it. Some of you don't believe this. You do it with confidence and boldness. You can do greater things in all things. Anyone trying to block you from finding the way, in his name, get out of my way. But we have to bring others with us. We can't keep going out and coming back with no one. We don't want to be standing in front of that door alone. He wants us to go out and get others and bring them. And bring them. If they decide to leave or not come, the same thing happened with Noah. But he wanted to bring them and show them. And that's what we need to do. We need to bring them and show them the way, the truth, and the life. Remember, it says, he's coming. He's coming. He's coming. The day is coming. Like a thief in the night. We must be prepared. Stay alert. Stay alert. Remember, stay alert. The enemy prowls, watching out for him, trying to keep us out of the way. Stand firm. Stand firm when this happens. Stand faithful and be strong, and you'll persevere. You'll persevere. Now we know the way. We know the way. We know what we have to do. We have to bring as many people as possible. There were stories about the Holocaust time when, Mr. Schindler, he saved all those people. I could sell this watch. I could save another one. I could save this, save another one. He went out and he got the people and he saved them. Well, we need to save everyone. We need to go and tell them how to be saved and the way to be saved. And all the glory be to Yahweh, not to us. He's the one that sends us out. All the glory be to him. All the glory be to him. But you know the way. Every single one of you watching knows the way. And to stand there and just wait there and wait there by yourself is not the way to do it. We need to go and get others and bring as many as possible with us by letting them know. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Greater works, greater works, greater works. That's our devotional today. Thank you, everybody, for watching. Yahweh be with you all. Praise the wonderful Creator. And as we wait his return, have a blessed day, everybody, and shalom, shalom.
Come out of the world. You have been listening to Torah Life Ministries with your host, Paul Nisan. If you would like to learn more, please visit TorahLifeMinistries.org or call 917-407-2270. This program is made possible by the generous support of listeners like you. To donate, visit the website at TorahLifeMinistries.org or send your gift to Torah Life Ministries, P.O. Box 16156, West Palm Beach, Florida 3341. And thank you for your prayers and generous support. Torah Life Ministry.
Jesus, take the beauty from the pain. Jesus, lift these weary hands again. Turn the silence into songs of praise. Jesus, I am leaning on your name. Oh, I'm leaning on you.